Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom! Hail to this realm of mirth! Here's to our queen, may she live in clover. Here's to her subjects, when we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles, cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile, you will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Welcome to the Comedy Kingdom. How would you like to travel back with us about, 40 years or so, to the days when women wore hats that were hats, and when ladies who went in swimming used to dress like Mother Hubbard instead of like Mother Hubbard's cupboard? And when a lot of fellas used to kiss the bride, but not so many before the ceremony. In other words, how would you like to go back with us to the gay 90s? We speak of the gay 90s and smile, yet someday people are going to speak of the insane 30s and they won't smile. Oh, true enough, we have our autos and our airplanes and our radios, but we haven't produced anything with the million-dollar sound of swishing silk petticoats. Oh, not that I'm complaining, of course. This age that we live in has certainly given us plenty of things to enjoy. But Dad makes us jealous when he starts to tell us the fun that he had as a boy. Those were wonderful days.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh, those were wonderful days. When men wore brown derbies and chains on their vests, and women were never considered well dressed unless they wore bustles and looked like Mae West.
Those were wonderful days.
Oh, those were wonderful days. They all took their time on a bicycle seat, for there were no traffic lights they had to beat. They knew that they'd get there when they crossed the street.
Those were wonderful days.
Those were wonderful days.
Tra-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la.
Oh, those were wonderful days. What wonderful mothers those girls used to be. They ought to get medals, we all must agree. Why, they call a dozen a small family.
Those were wonderful days.
Gay 90s. We look in the family album and laugh at their clothes, the antiquated sayings, the tandem bicycles and the whiskers. But we don't laugh at some of the music they sang. Just listen as 12-year-old Maureen O'Connor revives one of Grandma's favorites.
Beautiful dreamer, awaken to me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. summer day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee.
Types of music sung in the gay 90s. After all, that was the period when barbershop quartets first reared their ugly heads. And here is a rollicking number which swept the country. All right, boys, let it rollick.
Katie Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown crew, every Sioux. Katie Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show. But Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with a crowd. And buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Katie Casey saw all the games, knew the players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, good and strong. And the score was just 2-2. Katie Casey knew what to do. Just to cheer up the boy she knew, she made the gang sing this song.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. And buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's 1, 2, 3
strikes, you're out at the old ball.
Muscle Relaxing Club. I know that we all appreciate this wonderful special matinee that Mr. Elmer Craigrissel, manager of the Bijou Theater, has arranged for us. And I know that we're all enjoying this marvelous show entitled Girls Over the Back Fence. And aren't we all? Now, I'm sure we won't mind if Mr. Craigrissel makes an announcement, do we, girls?
No!
All right, Mr. Craigrissel.
Well, ladies, well, I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to say that the next attraction in this auditorium will be the Prodigal Son's Return on Saturday night for 15 cents. I hope you can all be here.
Oh, Mr. Craigrissel, we've all heard about your wonderful baritone voice.
Oh, come, come. I only sing for my own amusement.
Oh, no. We want you to sing. Don't be good.
All right, if you insist. And if you'll assist me at the harmonium, Miss Crabapple.
Oh, Mr. Yeah. Mr. Fagwithel, I'd assist you anywhere.
Oh. Was a married couple who'd been wed at least 5 years or more. As man and wife, they'd shared life's varied course. A slight difference of opinion made him cast her to the floor, where she landed with considerable force. He acted in this manner every time they disagreed, although he really meant well in his way. And even in his anger, he repented of the deed, as these words his pretty wife to him did say. Don't put your foot in my face, dear. Don't stick your dog in my map. Each little thing has its place, dear, even when we scrap. No given to sudden behavior. I know you don't mean it unkind, but don't put your foot in my face. Please, the melody. Love, oh, please leave us still be refined.
Take leave of the gay 90s and hope you will be with us when we take another tour through the Comedy Kingdom. And remember, a girl who thinks no man is good enough for her may be right, but more often she's left.